Good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off Fulfill the Podcast. Happy Tuesday and happy Election Day, the most important day of 2018. November 6th, 2018 is Election Day. I hope that everyone under the sound of my voice has taken the opportunity to make their voice heard, their individual voice heard, by going out to the polls and voting. For those individuals who live in states where early voting is an option, I hope that you've done that, you've taken advantage of that. If not, I hope that you have a game plan on today to vote, whether it be getting to work late, leaving work early, taking a long lunch, not going to work at all, whatever it is that you have to do. I want you to make sure that you get to the polls and that your voice is heard. I know that many of us have been tricked, disillusioned, made to believe that our voice doesn't matter. But let me just tell you something. If your individual voice and our collective voices did matter, our adversaries would not be working so hard to suppress our votes. They wouldn't be creating additional obstacles and barriers for people once they arrive at their polling stations. They wouldn't be hiding or destroying absentee ballots. They wouldn't go through all of these efforts to ensure that your vote and your votes aren't counted if they didn't mean something. Our adversaries have been working tirelessly for centuries to create barriers for us, to stop us from getting the knowledge we need to make informed decisions. That's the reason why they didn't want us to learn how to read, how to write, to count, because they knew that we would be able to identify situations where we were being wronged. And that is the reason why when people did learn how to read and write and count, they had to keep it secret. And when it was discovered that they did learn or did know how to read, write, and count, they were killed, or they were beaten, or they were sequestered. Because that type of knowledge is power. And voting is an incredible power. Listen, I'm not saying that things are going to change drastically overnight. We're not going to wake up tomorrow and things are going to be infinitely better. We're probably not going to wake up a month from now and things be infinitely better. Maybe not even a year, but the wheels will be in motion to begin to create some things that are beneficial and advantageous to us. Listen, Republicans are set. You know, they don't care. Either way, the system is set up for them to win, you know? And those individuals who identify with being Republican, who are voting against their best interest because everything that they're voting for doesn't benefit them, they'll have to learn. They'll have to learn the hard way that voting against your interest is not in your interest. There's nothing we can do about that. But what we can do is we can get to the polls, voice our opinions, and make sure that our local representatives understand that we're serious about change. Listen, the first time I voted in 2004, so 2004, I was 18, extremely excited. That was probably the most exciting thing about turning 18, being able to vote. And Bush won again. He was reelected. And I was heartbroken because it was my first time voting. And I was hopeful that, you know, me voting was going to make this huge difference. I didn't allow that to deter me in the future. Anytime there is an election, a special election, a runoff, I make sure that I'm there because I don't want to be a part of the majority that complains about conditions, that is very vocal about how things are not right, and not doing anything to institute any type of change. You know, we have a responsibility. we people of color, brown and black people across this country, across this world, have a responsibility to voice our opinions. And we have that responsibility, and we owe our ancestors, those individuals who suffered, bled, and died, so that we would have not only the right to vote, but many rights, but particularly this one, because this one does make a difference. If we didn't learn anything in President Obama's second term, when we did not get out to the polls and support in those midterm elections, that's when everything flipped, you know? And now we're in a situation where we may not be able to flip the Senate, but we definitely have the power to flip the House. And in Georgia and in Florida, we have the ability to change history with Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. We can't squander this opportunity. We can't squander this opportunity. And even if it doesn't go our way, let it not go our way. Not because we didn't show up and show out. Let it not go our way because there just wasn't enough votes, you know? But don't let it be a situation where it's not enough votes because we weren't at the polls, you know? I would feel better if it's a situation where the numbers are airtight because everybody got out there and we just couldn't pull it out. I don't want that to happen, but I could live with that. I don't want to live with the numbers being drastically low, the percentages being drastically low in terms of turnout. That is disheartening. That is disheartening. So listen to me. Encourage all of your family, all of your friends, anybody that you know who hasn't voted, anybody who doesn't really want to talk about it. Encourage them to get out there and vote, to voice their opinion, to make it known, to make their voices heard. It's imperative because things can get worse before they get better. And so we want to do our part to help turn that tide, to at least begin turning that tide. You know, my partner got into a little spat last night with one of his close friends over voting, and it really hurt him. And it hurt him because, you know, he just can't rationalize a man of color not voting, especially in a state like Florida. You know, it bothers me that it bothers him, and it bothers me that this is even a thing, that we even have to have this level of conversation in this day and age. Last week, a boy was lynched in his own backyard because his mother is an activist, because his mother is on the front line trying to make things better, not just for her baby, but for her community. And the price that she had to pay was the loss of her child. And what makes it worse, because unfortunately, activists go into that situation knowing that there's a price that's paid. So they already go in making a sacrifice. They sacrifice their safety. They sacrifice the safety of their loved ones because it's just that important to them. And that woman was told that it was suicide when he was hung with sheets that are not sheets from her home, and his pants were pulled down to his ankles, that was suicide. And people believe that. We got to vote for that baby. We got to vote for that young man who didn't get the opportunity to exercise his right to vote, or who won't get the opportunity to exercise his right to vote today, who won't have the opportunity to graduate from college, who won't have an opportunity to have a family, who won't have the opportunity to change the world. His life was taken from him. And it will go unnoted, undocumented, unavenged. That's why we vote. He's why we vote. Because he deserved better. And since we couldn't give it to him in life, then we have to honor his memory by getting out to the polls, making our voices heard, so that change can begin. I have brothers. I have cousins. And every time something like that happens, the thoughts that run through my head, I can only imagine what it's like to be a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, you know, someone who has a child that they send into the world each and every day. But they send them into the world under this umbrella of fear, not knowing if their child is going to come home because of some random altercation with a police officer or some random altercation with someone in the streets. Like, that's a legitimate fear. But to think that we still have to talk about lynching, hanging, burnings, firebombs in 2018 is a travesty. We gotta vote, people. We gotta get out there. We have to make sure that we take this opportunity to say to the greater world that we're tired, and that we won't allow this to continue, and we're going to do whatever it is in our power to ensure that it does not. Get out there and vote. Best of luck to all of the Democratic candidates. Be safe. Call a friend, take a friend, drag a friend, but make sure that your voice is heard today. Peace. Love y'all for real.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.